Dharma transmission verses of the seven Buddhas are very important, I feel, so I'd like to talk about them. Each one of these verses tells us that the body and the mind are unreal, and that we shouldn't take them too seriously. The body is a temporary combination of the four elements, and the mind is formless and intangible. So we shouldn't take the false to be real and cling to our bodies and minds. We shouldn't always be wanting to gain advantages, and we shouldn't want to avoid taking losses. Actually, the body has harmed us and caused us to create limitless offenses in life after life. However, if we can understand how we came to be a person, then our offenses basically don't exist. Offenses are nothing to begin with, but because of our attachments, we become deluded. Then we create karma, and finally we undergo the retribution. If we didn't become deluded, then we wouldn't create karma. Being deluded means having ignorance and lacking understanding. Since we don't understand the situation, we create karma, and then we have to undergo the retribution. Once we do understand, we won't create karma anymore, or have to take the retribution. The first verse of Dharma transmission is that of Vipassana Buddha. And how does it go? It says, "The body is born from what has no appearance." Where does this body come from? It has no appearance, no real substance. The four elements come together to form the body. So that's why it said, "The body is born from what has no appearance." It was born just like that. Just as the myriad phenomena are created from illusions. It's just like a magician conjuring up something from nothing. Is this conjured up object real? No, it's false. The body is also this way. All phenomena are transformed and created from what is false and illusory. So this body isn't real. Since it's not real, why is it that when people scold you, you can't take it? When someone beats you, you can't endure it. But when people praise you, you are extremely happy. And when they slander you, you get mad. Why are you this way? Has the false covered up and obscured what is true? Basically, you have nothing. So where can the dust alight? Why do you have so many vexations? You bring these vexations on yourself. When someone scolds you, why don't you just treat it as a song? Just think, "Oh, he's speaking Japanese, I can't understand." Or, "Oh, he's speaking Spanish or Portuguese, I don't know what he's saying." If he scolds you, but you don't scold him back, then where is the scolding? If he scolds you, why don't you just treat it as music? Don't become angry. And if someone hits you, just pretend that you bumped into the door. If it hurts, who are you going to hit? If you hit the door back, you'll just hurt your hand. And if you don't hit it, then nothing is the matter. You'll be hurt for a little while, but that's nothing. The next line, "The mind and consciousness of an illusory person basically don't exist." An illusory person has no mind, no consciousness, and no awareness. Offenses and blessings are both empty, abiding nowhere. What are offenses? What are blessings? Don't cling to them. You cling to your body and cling to your mind, but this is a great mistake. If you didn't cling to them, how free and wonderful it would be. You wouldn't be tied up by them. So this has been the Dharma transmission verse of Vipassana Buddha, which tells us to realize that the body and mind are basically false and illusory. The Dharma transmission verse of Shikin Buddha is even more simple. It says, "All the wholesome dharmas we create are basically illusory." Do you think that the good deeds you do are real? Good deeds are also false. Don't cling to them. They're basically illusory. All the evil deeds we commit are also illusory. All that evil karma that we create is also false and unreal, with no reality or appearance. The body is like a clump of foam. The body is also false. It's like foam bubbles in the sea. You see a bubble, but it disappears when you touch it. The body is like the wind. The body is just like the wind blowing by. They are illusory transformations with no root and no reality. They have no root. You can't find their root. What is the root of the mind? What is the root of the body? You can't find them. There's nothing there. No real substance.